Welcome to episode 156 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. So this is actually going to be wellness episode number 11. If you haven't listened to the first 10, go back and look for them and take a listen. So I am not a coach. I'm not a nutritionist. I didn't study medicine in school, but I am passionate about the fact that we all should be taking care of ourselves. We all should, because our body is the only one that we have. This is not year 3000 where, you know, you have parts that you can replace easily. It's not that period of time. This is the body we have. This is the body we were given. This is the body we need to maintain. I mean, people take care of their cars better than they take care of themselves. I mean, they take that car in every 5,000 miles and get the oil changed, make sure the fluids are set. They go to the car wash, make sure the exterior is all buffed out and clean, no bird doo-doo. When they get a crack in the windshield, they get that fixed like ASAP. The tires are low, they pump those up. The interior, they make sure it's all dusted and it smells nice in there. But for themselves? Do they take care of themselves? A lot of people do not, and that's what drives me nuts. Especially the folks who are around my age, in your 50s. Your 40s and 50s is really a pivotal point when you start feeling old. When you start feeling your age, because your body is at that point where it's really low in HGH. You start feeling your aches and pains in your bones. And your blood work is not as good as it was before. Your cholesterol is higher. Your heart rate is higher. Your blood pressure is higher. Everything becomes out of whack. And some people just don't do anything about it. And that drives me nuts. So it seems as though people seem to wait until something is wrong with them before they actually start taking action with their health. I see so many people my age doing just that. They wait for that doctor's appointment where they are getting results from tests that are not good. Or they're those people who wait until there's something like that's been lingering that suddenly turns really bad. Like there was a young man, I've talked about him before in one of my podcasts. He was having intestinal issues and he was having, I'm sorry to say, he was having bloody stool. And so he thought, you know, it must have been because he had a really hard poop. He was constipated and he thought, you know, the blood was from that. But it turns out that he had stage 4 colon cancer. Thankfully, he was young and he was able to go to treatments, and he did, in fact, recover from that. But he waited months before he went in because he noticed it. He just kind of ignored it, thinking, oh, it's going to go away. It's just a little blood. And it turned out to be stage 4 because it was an aggressive form. And if he had waited any longer, it would have been too late. But thankfully, he went in for a checkup finally and got it diagnosed and was able to have treatment. He ended up getting, I believe it was 2 series of treatments, and it was very aggressive treatments, and he was able to recover and he is now in remission. But the fact that he waited, he saw those signs. I mean, he saw it and he didn't do anything about it for months. And that's what a lot of people do with their health. And it drives me nuts because I'm like, why would you wait? Because, you know, there are people who, adult onset diabetes. People see signs about, you know, their health that's changing. I have a friend whose son was diagnosed with diabetes when he was a teenager. He was like a freshman in high school, and he was unusually thirsty, and that's one of the signs of diabetes. He was just thirsty like all the time, and they didn't, you know, he didn't think anything of it. He just thought his body was changing in that way, but it was like it had gone on for months, and you know, that was a sign. And they didn't get it checked out for a while, and then it turns out he has diabetes. Well, when we're adults, when we get adult onset diabetes, it takes a while for it to develop. And I know people who are on the verge, they're pre-diabetic, and when they're pre-diabetic, they can still make changes to their lifestyle and to their diet so that they don't become fully diabetic. And when people don't get checked, they miss that window of pre-diabetic, and they, you know, they end up with full-blown diabetes, or they have to take insulin. And some of them have to take it twice a day. And for somebody who, like, never had anything physically wrong with them to have to suddenly start checking their sugar levels or watching their sugar levels and checking their insulin twice a day, some people have to check it three times a day. Because some people have to check before every meal what kind of injection or the amount of injection they should be getting. But see, you miss that window when you don't go in for regular checkups. You miss that window of preventing something from becoming the full-blown version of a health issue. And that's, like, for me, that's why I go every 6 months to my doctor and get checked. Like, I have blood work done, and they check all my levels, and they, you know, do an assessment of where I am. And I think it's because I've been going regularly that I've been able to keep, like, my blood pressure issues and my gastro issues as minimally at a minimum, basically. Because I go in regularly and get checked and make sure that I'm doing okay. Because when things get, like, out of whack, other things start going out of whack. It's like a pinball machine. You know, one thing hits and it reacts to another thing. And it's like with your health. It can become a snowball effect in your body when things start going wrong. And so that's why I'm so adamant about people going in for checkups on a regular basis. I mean, there are so many men who refuse to go to the doctor. I don't know why, but it's like they refuse to go to the doctor, especially in their 40s and 50s when they have to do that cough check. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why are you all, like, getting the heebie-jeebies for that one test? Because women go in for their gynecological exam every single year. Especially if they're sexually active. They have to get checked every year to get the pill, to get that prescription for the pill. They got to go in, they got to spread their legs, they have to have that thing inserted, they open up your stuff and they take a swab, and it's not the most pleasant thing. But they do it every year. Men don't have to do that every year. Women do that every year to get that prescription, to get, you know, their other forms of birth control. They go in every year. For those of you men who are listening, please thank your wife or your girlfriend for doing that for you. Because, yeah, they go in every year and they don't complain about it. And you don't get checked for that cough test that turn your face and turn your head and cough? That's a minimal test, believe me, because there are other tests that are going to be run as you age, like a colonoscopy. That's a big procedure. And it's pretty easy, actually. It's the prep that's difficult. But go in, get your yearly checkups at a minimum. Because especially as you age, you need to make sure that they have a baseline for you so they can see if things change within your body. So they're like, oh, that's elevated. Let's check that out. And then, you know, don't wait. Like keep on going, you know, every year. Even if you're in your 20s and 30s, you need to get checked, because once you form that relationship with your doctor, then they get to know you, and it's more like a maintenance thing versus, oh, you only go in when you're sick. Because I have a really great rapport with my doctor. She and I, we have the best time the best time in quotes. You know, I'm going to see a doctor and we talk about my health and stuff, but we have a really great relationship. And she has told me before, she loves it when she sees me on her appointment calendar for the day, because she knows that, you know, it's a friendly conversation as well as a checkup on my health. It's not just going to be like, oh, I need this. No, it's going to be like, how are you doing? How's your family? How's your son? You know, she checks up on my kids. And we talk about my health, and she knows that I'm really working on maintaining my health as well. And I think that's why she enjoys talking with me, because she knows that I am trying to live a healthful life. And a lot of her patients do not. They just rely on the medications to control whatever they have wrong with them health-wise. And like I said, you maintain your car on a regular basis, so you really need to maintain yourself with just as much effort and respect, because your car is replaceable, your body is not. For those of you who have been listening for a while, you know that my dad has had health issues for, gosh, most of my life. The first time that he had a medical problem that required him to go to the emergency room was when I was 12 years old, when I was in sixth grade. And I am now 52, so it's been like 40 years since. And the last 8 years have been really difficult. He was one of those people who thought medicine was the answer to all his health issues, rather than taking a proactive approach at watching what he ate or exercising. He relied heavily on medication. And over the last 40 years, I've seen his medications increase, and not only the dosages, but the number of medications he's had to take throughout the years, and the various health issues that he's had to face as time has gone on. The last 8 years have been really difficult on my family. He had a quadruple bypass. It was the year that I moved away for the second time. I had moved back home to my hometown for a couple years, and I was moving back to a neighboring state. And a couple months later, found out that he was having heart issues and ended up with a quadruple bypass. And that was the beginning of the major changes in my family's life, and multiple things. He had a pacemaker. He ended up with complications to his eyes, and he became blind. That was probably also due to his adult onset diabetes. Multiple things, but he continually relied on his medication to control the issues. And he's the reason why I'm so adamant about people taking care of themselves and going to the doctor regularly, because he didn't. He only started going regularly when his medical issues required him to do so. And that was a strain. Unfortunately, my dad actually passed away last Friday, just a few days ago. And I'm still trying to digest the fact that he's gone. It's a hard one. I actually was able to see him last week. My kids were on spring break, and so I actually drove out. And he was actually in hospice care. He'd been there for, a month. And he actually took a turn last week. early last week, and when I saw him, the change that I saw compared to when I saw him in January when he was just in the hospital, such a big change. Such a big change. And I knew that that would be the last time that I would see him. When I did see him, though, last week, he was basically nonverbal. It was really hard to understand him. He was a little bit out of it. And he was just so gaunt, so weak. I knew that would be the last time I would see my dad alive. And that hurt my heart, just knowing. And when I had to leave on Thursday, I knew that would be the last time that I would hug him, that I would give him a kiss, that I would hold his hand, the last time that he would hear me in person. I knew it was the last. I didn't realize that the end would come so quickly, though. He passed away on Friday the 13th at 6:19 p.m. They made sure that he was not in any pain. But just knowing that he's gone isn't hard. My heart breaks for my mom. She was with him for 58 years. Just knowing that her partner is gone, you know? And she was his primary caregiver until he went into the hospital this last time in January, and then he was moved to hospice. So for the last 8 years, she's been his primary caregiver with him all the time, unless she was out doing an errand and somebody else was with my dad. So it's going to be a hard transition for her. I know it is. She's a strong lady, but she has the softest heart. And like I said, my dad's the reason why I'm so adamant about people taking care of themselves. And maintaining their health, because, you know, even though you think, oh yeah, I'm in my 50s, I'm doing fine. I'm in my 40s, I'm doing fine. I'm in my 30s, I'm doing fine. What you're doing now will affect you as you age. The decisions you make, the food you take, the whatever you consume now will affect you in the future. Even if you don't feel it now, it will in the end. Your liver, your pancreas, your brain, your blood vessels, all of those things underneath where you don't see, you don't know what's going on there until something happens. So go get checked, guys, on a regular basis. Find a doctor you love. Get your blood work done. Make good health decisions. Stay active. Really, guys, I truly do care. Even if I don't know you, I care about every single person maintaining this body that you're given. It's a finite item. If you want to, go follow me on my Instagram. I talk about health there. Because I'm on my own health journey as well. I consider it a lifelong journey. I don't have a finish line. My finish line is, when I end. I'm always going to keep on staying active, trying to eat healthfully. Not 100%, but the majority of the time. Come on, guys. I'm not going to pass up an Oreo cookie or some Skittles or some Sour Patch Kids. I love that stuff. But for the most part, I try to find a balance. And that's what we all can do. Because if it's we don't maintain our health for ourselves. Maintain it for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids or your future grandkids. We can all stay healthy as we can. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.